Yes. Our Sistani says, "Itamne khatri karu joy ani yakin karu joy ke pani naak na baare ponchi gyo chhe ani niche no baglo ma je bar no bag chhe ene par pani ponchi gyo chhe." Khatri jo tamne thai gyo hoy to vaando nathi. Khatri nathi thyu khatri karva vaste chalak andar pani naako. Itamai par chhe ave. Tamne khatri thai gyo chhe. Hu baare thi eklu pani dhoryo chhu. અને જયારે હું ધોયો હતો તો મને ખાતરી છે અહીંયા પહોંચી ગયું છે, તો પછી મને જરૂર નથી અંદર આંગળો
નાખવાની.
કોઈ રસ્તો નથી. તમે આવીને તમારા ટ્રાઉઝર્સ સાથે પગને સુકાવી નાખો, એ એક રસ્તો છે. યા તો એટલું ટાઈમ પાસ થાય કે પોતે સુકાઈ જાય, પણ આ હ્યુમિડિટીમાં મને થતું સુકાઈ જશે તો નહીં, કોઈ રસ્તો નથી. યા તો તમે રૂમાલ લ્યો યા કોઈ બી ટીશ્યુ લ્યો, કાંઈ બી હોમ જોઈએ કે તમે પગને પહેલાં સુકાવી નાખો, પછી એની પર તમે હાથના વુઝુના પાણીથી મસા કરો. સિવાય એકે સુકાઈતા એટલું પાણી ઓછું થઈ જાય પગ પર કે હવે જે તમારા હાથમાં જે પાણી છે વુઝુનું એની પર જ્યારે તમે નાખો તો બીજા સાઈડમાં ઓછું પાણી છે, આ સાઈડમાં વધારે પાણી છે જ્યાં તમે મસા કર્યા હો, એ કાફી છે. That means the water has overwhelmed, the water of wudu has overwhelmed the remaining wetness on the foot. Yes, please. Yeah. Yes, please. Ji, ji. તકરીબન બરાબર છે, જરાક માઇનર ડિફરન્સીસ છે, પણ ઓવરઓલ ધ વે આઈ હેવ ડિસ્ક્રાઇબ્ડ ઇટ કવર્સ બોથ. યસ, ધ માઇનર ડિફરન્સીસ ઓકર ઇન વેધર ઇટ્સ અલાઉડ ટુ, ફોર એક્ઝામ્પલ ધ ક્વેશ્ચન ધેટ વોઝ આસ્ક્ડ, કેન યુ યુઝ ધ લેફ્ટ હેન્ડ ફોર ધ રાઇટ સાઇડ, કેન યુ ડુ ઇટ ફ્રોમ બેક ટુ ફ્રન્ટ, ધેર આર સમ માઇનર ડિફરન્સીસ ઇન ધીઝ એરિયાઝ. સોરી, યસ, સોરી, યા, યસ. નહી, એટલું પાણી નાખવાનું છે કે કારણ કે આ દાઢીનું વાળ જે છે એ હવે મોઢું હિસાબ થાય છે, એ મોઢું નું જુદું ભાગલો નથી, મોઢું છે. શરિયતના હુકમથી આપણે દાઢી રાખે છે, પૈગંબરની સુન્નત પ્રમાણે દાઢી રાખે છે. પૈગંબરની સીરતમાં અને આઈમા અલી મુસલામની બયાનમાં એવું કાંઈ ખાસ હુકમ નથી આવ્યું કે તમે દાઢી રાખતા હો અને મોટું દાઢી હો તો તમે યકીન ખાતરી કરો કે આંગળી બરાબર અંદર નાખીને ચામરી પર પાણી સુ પહોંચાવવાનું. તો મુશ્તેદ કહે છે કાંઈ હુકમ નથી આવ્યું, તો એનો મતલબ છે કે બહાર બારેથી તમે પાણી પહોંચાવી નાખો દાઢી પર તો એ કાફી છે. યસ પ્લીઝ. Your finger is already
dry. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Because by doing here, so what will happen if you use the same finger using there?
Okay.
That's another question. And third question is that by pouring water on your face,
yes,
some water maybe reaches to the head or maybe goes weak. So dry your hair first or...
Okay. All right. One by one. Oil. Oil is a medium which will block water from reaching the hair. So it depends on what oil is it. Is it natural skin oil, your skin is oily, or no, it's extra oil that has been applied to the hair externally. If it's natural oily skin, no problem, that's part of your skin, that's how Allah has made you. No problem, that much oil is acceptable. If no, the oil on the skin is externally applied oil, Then depends how much oil is there. Is the oil so much that when you apply water, the water will not reach the skin, then that oil has to be washed away with soap. Number one. Number two, regarding the dryness. You're saying that when you use the wetness of the hand, the right hand, from washing the left hand, when you apply it to the head, then already partially or fully it becomes dry, so there's less available for the right leg. Well, wipe your beard. My beard is not big enough, God forbid. Then start growing a beard. No, you can. Then you have a problem. This is the place where there's a difference of opinion between the mujtahids. Some mujtahids say you can take water from other parts of the body. Our khuy, our Sistani say, ihtiyati wajib, you can't. There's ishkal. You can't renew the wetness of the hand if it has become dry for whatever reason from other than beard. According to our Sistani, our khuy, ihtiyati wajib, other than beard, you're not allowed. So on this mas'ala, you make rujoo to another mujtahid who allows you to renew the wetness from other parts of the body. And number three, you said was, yes, when you are splashing on the face, if drops have come to the head, then if there is no area on the top quarter of the head which is dry, then yes, you need to make sure somehow this head is dried first. So if you have your dress, take your dress and wipe it, and then do your masah. You may not be able to wipe it totally dry, doesn't matter, so long as the wetness of the wudu hand overcomes the wetness of the head, that's enough. Yes, please.
You understand that the masah has to be done in the water which is left.
That's correct. That's correct. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Sawa, sawa. No, what I said was, in case your hair is long, yes, so in your case, you have two options. The way to make masa in your case is, don't make masa on that part of the hair which, when combed, will come to the forehead or the nose. Do masa on that part of the hair which, even when combed, will not come to the nose. So your hair is so long. So don't do masa on the top part of the hair. Do masa on the bottom part of the hair, not on the skin of the scalp. On the bottom part of the hair. If that hair is combed, it will not reach the forehead. Doesn't matter, that's enough. Sawa, sawa. Yes, yes. True, true, true. Yes, because then what are you going to make masa with now? You've already introduced wetness. Yes. Yes, but if by parting your hair by two fingers, wetness has come there, okay? And then with the third finger you want to wipe, there's already a wetness there which will interfere. Even if it is water which is left over. Yes. No, Allah Sistani says that for the nose, you must make sure that enough water is flowing and is washed such that automatically when you're washing it will reach the tip. So if you're sure it has reached, no problem. But if you're not sure it has reached, then in order to make sure, just swipe. Sorry? No, it has to be from top to bottom, but slight diagonal, no problem, is allowed. Yes, yes, that is allowed. Slight diagonal is allowed. Yes, to make sure that it has reached the corners, no problem, it is allowed. Yeah, so you swipe. It's okay. Yes. No problem. No problem. No problem. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Are you doing that? Is that okay?
No. It's either back to front or front to back. Not not repetitive up and down. Once is enough. Once is enough. So what you have done second, third, fourth time, up and down, all the second, third, fourth are not required. The first one is the one which is the correct one. Yes. Yes. All right, Sawa. If it's a question of ensuring that the water reaches the scalp or the water reaches the lower part of the hair on the head, so you have done it several times, Sawa, acceptable. Acceptable. Yes, please.
What? Rain and wipe.
You can do it under the shower also, no problem. So if there's a shower flowing, you put your face under the shower, the face has become wet, make sure your head doesn't become wet. Just the face becomes wet, and then you wipe with the wet hand, that's washing the face.
What's the rule of hijab?
That's Jabira, that's a whole different chapter. Inshallah, we'll discuss that. Yes, please, yes. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Ji. 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 On a samjho. તો તમે હવે જરૂર પડશે કે કોઈ તમને આવીને મદદ કરીને તમને વુઝુ કરાવે, મસા કરાવે. અલબત્ત હવે એનું શું થશે કે એ તમારો ભીનું પણ લઈને તમારો પગ સુધી પહોંચાડશે. તમે મજબૂર છો, હવે મજબૂર વાસ્તે અગર જો કોઈ તમને મળી શકે કે જો તમને મદદ કરી શકે આ કરવાને તો કરાવે, ના મળી શકે તો પછી તેમ કરો, પછી તમારો વુઝુ કામે નથી. Tayammum kya hi karana, inshallah we'll have to keep another session for tayammum also, inshallah. Yes.
How does he get help?
If there is any assistant, any relative, any mahram, yes, if it's a lady or any other assistant, they take the wetness from his hand and apply it to his feet. He or she, yes, if it's a mahram, yes, no problem. Same thing will apply to the hand. If for some reason he is disabled, તમે હાથમાં વુઝુ ન કરી શકતા હો, તમે કોઈ જે તો ત્રણ રીતે છે, યા તો કોઈ આવી, યા તો તમે પોતે કરો, યા તમે કોઈ બીજો આવે તમે બે સાથે કરો. તમે હાથ ઉપાડીને હાથ ધોરાવે તમને અને ધોય તમારી વાસ્તે, યા તો નહીં એ પોતે ધોઈ નાખે. રજા છે. Yes, please.
We are doing masala.
Yes.
All the five fingers have to be on ground, or can we raise the fingers and leave the feet? You understand where I'm right now? Question. What about the five fingers of your feet?
Sawa.
Does it have to be on ground when we are doing the masala?
What you're supposed to do is, if this is your foot,
yes,
and this is your big toe and these are the other small toes,
yes,
when you want to make masah, you bring your wet hand in such a way that it covers the tip, not the top, the tip of your toes, and then you wash.